The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, August 17th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. So many things inside the newspaper today, but I'm going to focus on one subject today. But before I focus on one subject today, I want to give commentary, congratulations to a particular school, because it was extraordinary. It's just not, you know, it's BGCSE and BJC time. I'm used to seeing the private schools come on all the accolades and the grades and everything. The public schools and the Ministry of Education have been highlighting the top students for at this present time for the BJC examination for public schools. And I was excited. They say, okay, they did pretty well. They number of the junior schools have listed their top students, various grades. But one particular school thus far stood out. And I'm going to give reference to them and congratulations. Because this is H.O. Nash. This H.O. Nash? H.O. Nash Junior High School. They just didn't give their top grades or top students, which could be in a range of any grades. They give the top students with 5 A's. And I'm not sure if you understand that. The government recognizes students will get 5 A's and above. Usually, they tend to be the private schools will get the top grades, and then they're going to be like 3 to 4 in particular junior schools throughout, you know. Like I said, the public schools tend to be recognized. But H.O. Nash went to a different level altogether. They get 18. That number is huge. Last year, I think only 3 schools had beyond 15 students with 5 or more A's in BJCs. And I'm going to call these students' name for H.O. Nash because, they had 18 students with 5 A's in the BJCs. This person, Maria Sylvester, she got 10 A's. It's H.O. National. Then they have Jaden Pierre. He had 9 A's. Then he had Keith Wilson. He had 8 A's. He had Titian Thompson with 8 A's. Talitha Salvador with 8 A's. Claremont Knight with 7 A's. Trevon Forbes with 7 A's. Caden Anellis with 7 A's. Davari Thompson with 6 A's. Victoria Smith with 6 A's. Jemiah McSweeney with 6 A's. Sarah Fowler with 6 A's. Samia Cash with 6 A's. Shyla Smith with 5 A's. Antonio Pinder with 5 A's. Randy Henfield with 5 A's. Lamar Ferguson with 5 A's. And then Aiden Dean with 5 A's. This is impressive. I'm used to there being top students in public schools. That's not what I'm cheering on today. I'm saying how many? This is 18 in one class, one time. 18, right? This is something to cheer on to find out exactly what is H.O. Nash doing at that school to get such grades, so many persons. And the same system where there are many who say, oh, only the private schools could get certain grades, right? The school, this system is not working for our students. Clearly, it's working for these students, right? They're working. People like this, right? And I'm hoping they stay inside the public school system so we can see how this transition into the BGCSE. I'm excited for this amount. This is something that H.O. Nash needs to be proud of. The principal, the teachers, the faculty and staff needs to be proud of. And these students must be highlighted. And I wanted to call their names out because I've been 10 whole A's. I could compete with any QC, St. Andrews, St. Augustine's, But this person can stand toe-to-toe. You know, Jaden Pierre also with 9-8 can stand toe-to-toe. It's impressive. It's impressive. But I'm going to transition from there. But I saw the grades, and I wanted to commend those students and commend that school before I start my show in general. Something made me smile. I see the F&M is having some type of reflection. They're going to reminisce about 1992 when they won, right? And I said, man, they need more than reflection. They need introspection, right, in terms of the way forward. But I noticed that for this celebration was happening tonight someplace at UB, Shandon Cartwright is not on the list of speakers. I wonder if that's intentional, especially that he is seatless. I know he's seatless, but still the deputy leader of the Free National Movement. But his face was not on the flyer. They had everybody, all the stars, you know, highlighted on the flyer who's going to be speaking at tonight's engagement. But notice he missing was Shandon Cartwright. So I'm saying, is not everything good in the F&M that he's left off? Or just, ain't nobody. You need to have a seat to speak. It says he ain't get no seat, he ain't no senator, he ain't no MP, he ain't invited. But I found that interesting, that they are celebrating their past. And I said, man, they need to work on their future. But that's just me being critical. But this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about rape culture this morning. In social media, is filled with an incident that happened over the weekend. Over the weekend, a 18-year-old was sexually assaulted or went to the police claiming that she was sexually assaulted. She mentioned that she was out with friends and that they hike a ride home or whatever. And the female friend that she was with was dropped home first. Then the male friend there was also dropped home second, and she was left last. And she was out, in and out of consciousness. I guess she was drinking that day. And she blacked out. She says she was blacking out, according to the report, in and out before then, right, throughout the drive home. But she definitely blacked out. And when she caught herself or was about to get dropped home, when she got inside, she realized that something was wrong, that she was sexually assaulted. I said that to get to this point, the culture of rape in the Bahamas, because this was unfortunate. And immediately people, when the report come out, Bahamians start choosing sides as to who to believe, who not to believe. Some people said that the story is suspicious, that clearly something went wrong, that it's like a buyer's remorse. It was some bitter and brutal conversations from both men and women. And I was alarmed to see so many Bahamian women who said that the women's story was suspicious and fishy, and that good, decent women shouldn't be out at night and don't have a ride. That's good for her, something to that effect. Then there was a voice note that is now circulating, and was going to be the premise of my show right here. The accused. A voice note suggesting that the accused was given, sent a voice note, where he was explaining his interaction with the lady, right? It was a jolly type of conversation on the voice note, a jolly type of conversation. A conversation about him conquering type. It mentioned that, yes, the girl blackout, that he decided to take advantage of her while she blackout. And he decided to see how much, and he decided to get the mood. And when she did not respond, he said, oh, it's good to go. She didn't complain. She didn't say yay or nay, or in particular, in this case, she did not say no, but she know that she blacked out. Let me keep that in mind. First said she was blacked out, and that he tested the waters to see if she would have complained. She didn't complain, so he went forward. And then he continued on about what all happened, transpired of him going forward, and et cetera. It was graphic. It was graphic, right? And persons who heard the voice note was alarmed and shocked and realized that the first conversation about not believing the lady, they realized that something definitely happened. But this is where my conversation comes in, because the first instance of putting it on social media, people assumed that it was the gentleman who, look how I use the word gentleman loosely, forgive me, gentlemen. The perpetrator, the alleged perpetrator, was sent it to his mother, and later on you find out it was sent to his mother. It was sent to a friend, a female friend, and that they were having a conversation back and forth on how he conquered this conquest, right? And people were alarmed to see that a man would brag about this conversation, right? And it moved on where his mother, like most mothers do, she defended her son. And I didn't really mind her defending her son, you know. It was the way she did defend her son. One of the comments was, no good woman's be out late at night like that. So therefore, it's my words now. She deserve it. I know my son, even though the voice note says that he did what he did, the person was asking for it. Another conversation was that if the people were drunk together, you cannot blame them, because this is what drunk people do. And the next conversation was, can a drunk woman, impaired woman, give consent? And this is what the conversation is about, that there are a number of people who saying that a impaired person, especially two impaired person, people who went out partying, can give consent. And I'm concerned about that. Then I have another text I want to read. Not text, it's a press release I want to read. And I want to say, no, shame. Shame. Because it can't happen. It should not happen. But let's go to the caller here as I have this discussion best I can in the parameters. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
A pleasure. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
I am on my porch and I'm looking at my thermometer on the porch. It's saying 94 degrees and power went off in Friday State right off to Nick Darling Highway about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Before I can let you continue.
I don't know how long it could be off.
1 minute.
But it's 94 degrees.
That's making sure of you hearing the conversation. Because clearly you weren't listening and you decided to call to just interrupt me, throw me off on my conversation altogether. That's not nice, because I have a conversation. The conversation is really difficult as it is, as I'm trying to meander through any kind of legality regarding this, right? But it's a tough conversation that needs to be had in terms of consent, especially with Bahamian men. We already have the U.S. Embassy always putting out notices about our jet ski operators and young men on the beach in terms of consent. Right? And it seems as if we culturally take advantage of enumerated women, drunk women. And you need to know, Bahamian men, Bahamian women, need to know that a drunk woman, a woman that is impaired by any drugs or alcohol, cannot give consent. You have sex with her, even she say yes or yes, whatever. You can get locked up. You can get locked up for rape. I mean, the conversation that rape is rape. If you cannot give consent, you rape the child. Let's go back to the caller there. Prep the caller for me there, Kermit. The person hang up? Okay, you can call back, caller. Sorry about that. Rape is rape, and people need to understand. Oh, the caller called back. Comment on the same line. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Morning, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to navigate this conversation as best I can.
Okay.
Right? Stuff. But it's a tough conversation.
First thing is, you mentioned about the grades
yes.
from H.O. Nash. Those were amazing. However, check T.A. Thompson. I think they did an amazing job as well.
They did an amazing job. It wasn't like how H.O. Nash did.
Check it out.
I'm looking at it right now.
Who got the overall top score? Check it out.
Let me bring it up right now.
And no, it ain't that serious.
No, T.A. Thompson.
I just want to shout out to them. They did pretty good.
No, they did pretty well. Just that when you saw H.O. Nash, it dwarfed everything and just changed everything. The T.A. Thompson top student got 5 A's.
5 A's. How many passes overall?
They only gave the top 10.
Oh, they only gave, okay. But the conversation with reference to the alleged...
incident.
Right. I heard you mention that the gentleman apparently tested the waters to see if, was that documented or was that something that you were paraphrasing?
That part of it. In the voice note.
Okay, so that's a part of the voice note.
It's part of the
voice note. So my thing about it is, if he tested the waters and she didn't, why would you think you need to test the waters? If this person is just, if you didn't know that this person was actually involved and wanting to be in, you know, you didn't really get consent. That's just based on, I'm not there, I don't
yes,
know. Yes,
I understand.
On, but if there's a need to just test the waters and to see if the response, and if there is no response, that could be for any number of reasons, especially if somebody is, like she's indicating, she was out of it again. I'm not on either side, but that's just that little piece there made me wonder, like...
Let me add this to the conversation so you can comment.
Mm-hmm.
In the voice note, it says that... she's asked to go home, and he's the purpose on the voice note said she believe I explain. I can pretend I'm going home.
Oh, okay. So.
And I drive a far this area and I be parking the car parking lot, and I do what I do.
What? But my thing about it is, why would you give this kind of information and have it documented? Why would you do that?
I didn't think he intended anyone to hear this part. In fact, like I said initially, when the complaint came on to the police and they released the information that on the news, that is, a number of people said, this story have to be contrived. It's a lie. This just didn't happen. They blamed the 18-year-old.
I'm just thinking, you know, both young adults, the 18-year-old and the other person.
He's 35.
How old?
35. He's man. You know, young adult. He's man.
35?
He's man. She 18.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a big... Like, you have so much more awareness than this young adult. But however, I just would like to express to parents, when your children going out or whatever, you know, especially up to the age of 25, like, try to be aware. She, like, possibly just out of school. Like, still try to have an awareness. And I'm not saying she's a bad person because she went out. If you need to hike a ride, if you need to... know who your child is, and have that kind of relationship with your child and say, hey, listen, yeah, I'm going with so-and-so, and these are the names of the persons who are in the vehicle for my safety or whatever. Like, try to have those, even if they're older, because I just saw somebody else was went missing in one of the family islands. Like, try to have conversations with somebody as to, you know, hey, this is what the situation is. Look out for me. I come in home. You know, I'm on the way home. I'm with so-and-so. But try to have more. And young people tend to think that you're babying them. But the awareness, we had an accident where several persons died, and now this situation, like, you know, try to have more conversations with your children. I can't, like, that is crazy. The situation is just so crazy that he would even, as an adult, have, hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, as an adult, have that kind of interaction with an 18-year-old and then have a discussion. You shouldn't even have a discussion. You know, if that's your boy, like, talk to that person one-on-one, face-to-face, where he keeps secret and you don't have to worry about anything, you know, him sending the messages anywhere or, you know, the messages getting anywhere else. Because the saying is men don't, they don't talk. They don't, like, they just, you know, things are secret. It's like women who normally do the talking. So I don't get it. I don't get it.
Ma'am, I can tell you, when you hang up, I can write a Facebook post. And then you might want to call back when you read the Facebook post so you can understand why I teary-eyed now. But I can let you hang up. I can let you hang up. And I can read the Facebook.
Lord, just reveal everything. Anyway, thanks for your time.
Thanks. The mother of this gentleman took to Facebook. Let me say that she is a, let me hang this up. She's a social media activist. In fact, she's involved, and I can say where she's involved with later on, because I think the organization she's involved need to do more, but I can get to that soon. The lady did 3 Facebook Lives. She's a colorful person. She used some colorful quarter pounder words when she speak, I guess. That's how some behemoths speak. They can't speak without using colorful language. When people reminded her that there is a victim, there is a victim who your son is said, alleged to have assaulted, the woman posted this. These hoes does be hoeing. What a decent girl / woman walking the road after 4 a.m. I'm not sure what GDF means. Hoes. I can read it again. Lady, the activist, who's do activist work for women and children, by the way, defending her son, said in a post. And then she shared the accusation about her son and then responded, these hoes does be hoeing. What a decent girl woman walking the road after 4 a.m. GDF hoes. Right? Then she went on a rampage, defaming the alleged victim as she try and attempt to defend her son. Mind you, she heard the voice note, no. She acknowledged the sound like the son. Right? When I come back, I can mention what the organization where she's involved with responding. And I said, no, man, you got to do more. Especially after reading a series of social media comments. We'll be right back.
Attention Island Game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train.
Percy's Island Game.
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM. Of course, it's almost 11:45, and at 11:45, you know, everything is Percy's Island Game. I just want to remind everyone that Percy's Pension Plan is now accepting applications. Deposit a mere $25, right? And you are officially in the running for a weekly salary up to $1,000 per week for a full year. Okay. For a full year, application closed on September 8th. So you need to apply now to theislandgame.com. This is the hardest thing. Everybody is taking advantage of this. I want to remind everybody that this is a promotional gaming campaign and is not an insurance policy, a pension fund, a retirement savings plan, an investment product, or other regulated financial services. Just want to remind everyone. And this show is brought to you by Percy's Island Game. I want to read another Facebook post by the mother of the accused. She wrote, so she, under the voice note itself, she shared the voice note herself, and she put, so this, the voice note, this is my son and the so-called friend who left you because you was the little wicked one playing decent, but one get an expletive. GDF, you mad because RJ, I'm sorry, because the person told your so-called friend, so you don't act like you is no, what's not, right? I read that to get to this point. It was a series of posts, vile posts. And she, the mother, is, like I say, is an activist, is an advocate in the Bahamas. And the advocacy group that she belongs to give a press release. And the press release, I come to you now, callers, give me, the press release says, the organization is aware of the allegations involving a relative of a representative of the organization. The organization is not involved in this private matter and does not condone violence, abuse, or sexual misconduct of any kind. We will allow the relevant authorities to handle the matter through the proper legal processes. I'm annoyed with that press release. I'm annoyed with that press release because the mother is the face of the organization. All of the vile posts is evident what she said. Anyone who read it would get offended, particularly women, right? And if the organization isn't prepared to separate themselves, detach themselves from this lady as being the poster child, the poster face for the organization, it tells a tale about the organization. I am concerned. I want to know where the women's group to come and say, to put pressure on the organization, say, you cannot be associated with this woman no more because she does not exude the ethos of what you're saying the organization is about. You have moved from being an advocate for women to being an accessory to vile behavior. And that's what my show is about. It took me a while to get there, so sorry. But that's what I want to talk about. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm trying my best to navigate this conversation.
Yeah, buddy. Look, I'd have to come here and bring you some water, some Gatorade, because you're running hot. And I agree with you 150%. You see, we may have issues with the United States. This one thing I love with America for. If just an inkling or whisper or any type of improprieties, you resign. Leave your post and leave your pension and everything, but only I see in the Bahamas.
Mm.
In some cases, buddy, they're supposed to give her resignation. She's actually saying now, blaming the victim.
Blaming the victim.
You understand what I'm saying? Are you a woman? Let me tell you something. That right there, that young man, supposed to be investigated. Police supposed to be already, I assume. They was already done question that young lady. Buddy, in America, buddy, if a girl just whispered you do something, you'd have been arrested, investigated. Of course, innocent until proven guilty. I'm all for that, sir. But you can come bragging, Buddy, you must be already inside the cell in Central waiting for investigation. We always talk about protecting women, protecting women, protecting women. Now, this is prime example now, and the woman calling her a whore or something like that, that is not right. Now, many women now are going to be scared to come forward when they're actually raped. This is disgusting. And this woman coming, and there's a big 35. Listen, if a woman fall out in the road, that don't give you no right to sexually harass her. If a woman got on litter clothes, that does give you no excuse. A 35-year-old for 18-year-old, I assume she's 18 or more.
18. That's what the report
said.
So
I don't care if 18 makes a woman. She is unconscious. She does not give consent. And you will touch what? Wait, look here. You see, boss, I got 3 daughters. Let me calm myself down. And that's why I have my web page. Of course, I have transportation. I try to put myself to do more, babe, because I do have my website for people who go in on parties. They can contact me, whatever, for reasons like this. You understand me? Stop catching rides, because these boys that are being grown up today, number one, they're not growing up with no father. They do not go to church. They have no respect for God. So anything goes. But what this nation should have been crying. And like you say, where's the woman's group? All you do is go to court and say, oh, child support. Oh, woman's rights. I'll be equal with man. The woman's rights should have been in front page. They should have been front page. They should have had rallies to get this boy locked up and investigated. I have heard right now that the alarm is not crying loud enough. What's going on in this country?
We need more men to speak out. We need more men to remind women that we are here to support them.
We need to protect them too. Yes. And this disturbed me. I have a 16-year-old granddaughter, and she said, Grandpa, I must have been Grandpa. I was drinking. I was out, Grandpa. But Grandpa, when I checked my blank, it was left. I didn't ask. I didn't give no consent. Boy, that boy better be under the earth.
I understand what you're saying.
So I got to go, man. I don't say nothing. God bless you, man. But I need this woman group. Stop trifling and start speaking up.
I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you. Thanks very much for your phone call. And people need to understand what has transpired regarding this. Let me read some of these texts. It says, good day, CA. The old saying goes, fruit don't fall far from the tree. CA, the girlfriend ain't no friend, and the driver is a weak man. He know just what he was doing. And then the text to tell me what GDF means. And thanks very much. I didn't realize it meant that. This text says, castration for all rapists. This text says, what is even more disturbing, Bahamian men in general believe they have a right to any and every woman, no matter how the man looks or gross behaving they demonstrate. Remember the ASP who had the female pedestrian arrested because she rejected his gross sexual advances? A senior officer of the law was angry because a woman said to him, I'm not interested in you. This small part of the story is disturbing in and of itself. Let's go back to the caller. Guiding Radio, AM, you live. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you live. Can you hear me?
Okay. Hello.
Hey, go ahead. You live.
Yeah. I want to say very quickly, you know, you're saying that we need our men to speak out.
Yeah.
I beg to differ. We need our legislation and our policies to speak out in this regard. You don't need to hear from what the law say. Let the law run its course, and you make an example out of them like that, like this. But when I heard the voice note in the exchange, I was baffled to see that a child could even be having that type of conversation with a parent. I can't even have a point in my life. I have that type of discussion. That's just unbelievable. It's too comfortable. The relationship is too comfortable, and something went wrong.
In the mother's defense, she claimed it was not her. She claimed that it was the female friend of the of
whoever
her son.
It was, whoever the female was, it was a woman, whoever it was,
yes,
that person was too comfortable to be having those type of conversations.
Yes, yes.
It's just unbelievable. You know, familiarity, they say breed contempt,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what I see that type of relationship is. And it does nothing good. But then there are women in the Bahamas, they don't speak out on those. They talk about marital rape and them type of things, but they don't talk about rape when it comes to children or your young teens and stuff like that. They put themselves in the forefront and promote themselves when they talk about this marital rape nonsense. But and then when you have in CCA, like I've always been an advocate, you know, when you have laws on our books to protect children with these, protect the unborn fetus in respect to illegal.
Hello? Hello? Clever. Oh, clever. Get disconnected. Must be around a minute. Go ahead, caller. Guy in Rio AM.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning.
I'm in a fury before the jury, but these alleged incidents, right? I don't care who the female was. It's kind of distasteful. What I hate also is that females would call one another and comment on one another's private parts as if they are males, right?
Mm.
And so to suggest that every woman is a hoe because... But look, the caller before Duncan made a wonderful contribution because it is all a juxtaposition. But what I love was the caller before that, who tried to humanize the situation. You know, females have fathers, uncles, et cetera, et cetera. So for that type of barbarous behavior, and to see a female condoning it, talking about... the gentleman before quickly was right. A woman has the right to walk and do... I mean, I just don't get it. It's like... Something justifies something. That's what you're telling me now. We're still supposed to all be barbarians. We see sexy women all over the place, you know, especially when they go on the beach and they come out by the fish fry and the lights just to give excuse to be like that. But you have to be a man and man. What you're talking about? You're supposed to turn into an animal because a female is sexy? You, but at 35, I was just issued of being more emotionally matured. And for me, I've been in this position many a times, Mr. Nui. I've had female friends, and I've out with my girlfriend when I was a young man, and she would have sisters, and they would be drunk, and they would be in my truck layout, and I would make sure they get home safe. And so I would always focus when I was on the road because my duty is to get them home safe. That's the type of person I was, you know. That's the way it is. But for me, I'll give you an example of what type of mother I had, right? Listen, I had a mean girlfriend. She was a nurse at the time, and I had a young lady who I was friends with around the corner, and she came to me, and she was in my room with me, but not, you know what I mean? And my mom told my girlfriend that I had a lady in my room. So that's the type of mother I had. Have a good day, yeah.
Yeah. My stepfather did that to me, tell my girlfriend at the time, Nuri's have this person call him. And I say, yeah. I can trust me, no more information, no more. But anyway, we're being serious now. This text says, I believe that man planned a whole event. He probably drugged her first before he assaulted her. He was wrong, and this is criminal. That's what that text says. This next text goes on. Good afternoon. With that rape situation, he should just go to court to be sentenced. And if they talk about his constitutional rights, then he would be sentenced already and doing time. He made a confession. What more the courts need to hear? Well, he got to be charged first. We haven't heard any charges being made. I'm assuming if there's going to be any charges, it's going to be done today. Right? Just based on the recording. And for those of you who haven't heard the recording, the recording is so grotesque, so crude, that when you hear it, you get aghast and say, my God, have mercy. That's how bad the commentary. And the idea that a man, sensible man, supposedly, would send that to someone else tells a tale. The idea that a mother, hearing the text, hearing the voice note, because she shared it on the page and gave commentary, she heard it. She acknowledged as her son. And then say, the woman was a hoe. That's why it happened to her. After hearing it, it's problematic. It's a monster. And the idea that she is a woman's advocate in the Bahamas, and that she belongs to an established women's organization. She is the head of the Freeport Grand Bahama branch. And that the executives of the organization decided not to disassociate themselves. They said, man, that's a private business. We ain't care what she's saying about the victim. the victim who they claim they charged to protect. We ain't care about that. We're gonna ignore it and let the courts and the police deal with it. They don't care about their reputation of their organization. Says wonders to the organization. And this is where other female groups need to come up and say, no, we don't act like that. Not no advocate group. This text says, Nuri, you're grasping at straws regarding the FNMs. I just saying I don't see Shannon Dawn Cartwright. Now, if you don't want Shannon Dawn Cartwright be the leader, the deputy leader of the FNM, just say it. But right now, he's the deputy leader. And if you're going to have an official FNM function, the man need to be there. He can't be the deputy leader and then have to be organizing his own protest separate and apart from the party. That means something is wrong. He was having a united front, especially during these times. Let's read this text. It says, good morning. Was she tested for date rape? I don't know. I know she reported. The news report said an 18-year-old was sexually assaulted on a driving home. It didn't go into any detail on what the police did or did not do. Right? Calling it a conquest is foolish. With the little that I heard, he at 35 premeditated this inglorious act on the young lady. I say, like, when you hear the voice note, you get so aghast about it and so concerned that you, and the thing is, right, without this voice note, I think the majority of behemoths going to say, nah, it's a he say, she say type thing. Even though the woman said that she was drunk, she blacked out, she didn't give consent, but she knew when she went home that something happened to her. She checked her clothes, checked her body, and realized that she was assaulted, sexually assaulted. So she immediately called the police and said, I just came home, taking off my clothes, and I noticed something is wrong with me. Something happened to me. And this man dropped me home because he knew I was blacked out. And in the voice note, the man said, yeah, man, she's blacked out. She was blacked out. So I took advantage and test the waters. That's what he said. He tested the waters to see if she's going to pose. So she ain't saying nothing. So he continued. So she continued. So I am concerned. I'm more concerned about the advocacy group lack of response. I'm hoping that in due course, they will respond regarding what happened, right? Yes, I'll send you thing, Major. Next one. Okay, Joe. Yes, people text me. I just responded to them because they're listening. I am concerned. I am concerned about what transpired. I am concerned about the women's rights group in the Bahamas. I am concerned about the women's rights group in the Bahamas. And sometimes there's silence. Especially me being a girl dad, right? I can't be all everywhere for my girl children, right? And I'm concerned because once you start dating, right? And I'm trying to say, you know, I don't want you to go and date no man. But I know that's impossible, right? And I'm saying, she wants to go to parties. And I said, I look like I have to pick her up and drop her off everywhere. Because these men inside the Bahamas are monsters. And I'm not even saying, I don't even think that she's safe to go to a woman and said, Miss, I'm here. I need help. I need support. You as a fellow woman, I need you to help me. I don't think I could even trust fellow women because what I read that the mother write about the victim, how she described the victim, how some other women in the commentary describe about women who get drunk and what should happen to them, women who dress scantily, what should happen to them, women who walk the road and what should happen to them. That is good for them. I am concerned with this Bahamas. I am concerned with this Bahamas. We all need to get up and speak out. Yeah. Anyway, Kermit, that's my show for today. I have that. I emotioned, Kermit. I just want to have a text. Let me read this text before I go. You start queuing up. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Let me read these last texts before you queue up the music. Give me a couple seconds. I'm incensed, Kermit. I don't have nothing else to say. So would you give a cup of tea to someone who is sleeping? No. How can you force yourself on someone who is incapacitated? There's some monsters out there. You say you go on the foxhole and pull inside the schoolyard. The man's going detail. I pull it inside of let me tell you what they say. Oh God have mercy. The man pull up to the schoolyard and in the voice note, he say, I kill her with it. That's what words he used. Oh, God have mercy. That's what it is, Kermit. It's rape. That's what, every time you talk, an ad, it just gets worse. See, allow your daughter to be a female and give her all the knowledge she needs to take her throughout this world. I could try my best, but there's some monsters out there. You know, funny how the status quo in the Bahamas always closes ranks. No outrage about this at all. Hopefully, she ain't got no brothers. If she have brothers and daddy, I say you're supposed to meet the perpetrator. I just mean, I'm not saying and suggesting that you do anything, you know. I'm just saying, my family is meet you. I say, and I talk about the women in my family. We is meet you. So imagine the men. We just wait on you and say, see him there and be prepared. We just saying, it is what it is. But he can know that we was there. He would know, he mother, and he churned them would have known we was there. And then we just going to say, whatever the consequences is. Because I don't know. Last text says, you would be surprised how many young girls were assaulted and never mentioned it because they were places they were not supposed to be. I can imagine. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.